So now, sattva rajas tamas, we say there is a balance of three modes is required. Now, is tamas really necessary? Actually, we all these three, they comprise material nature. So, Krishna says material nature is comprised of these three things. So, sattva, rajastama, we can consider them in terms of what they are associated with. Sattva is associated with maintenance. Rajas is associated with creation. Tamas is associated with destruction. Now, if you look at the routine course of life, maintenance of things is important. But there are situations when creation is also required. There are situations when destruction is also required. So, now the problem comes that when maintenance is required, you destroy things. So, for example, if I have an old habit, which is not a very healthy habit, I want to destroy it. So, destruction of any form, that involves a certain amount of tamas. But the point is, it is more important for me to sustain whatever good habits I have. That is why which I grow. And sometimes I will develop good habits, new habits. That requires rajas. See, doing anything new requires rajas. We shouldn't stereotype that all tamoguni activity is bad. See, when we sleep, sleeping is associated with tamoguna. Now, sleep at one level, what does it do? Actually, we do nothing in sleep. You know, in modern science and the philosophy of science, sleep is a big mystery. Why it is that, you know, why do we sleep basically? We may say that it is for bodily rest and restoration, but we could have had bodily rest and restoration without having to switch off our consciousness. It's like nowadays some people have some Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, somebody has. So those people are there at some time and then switch off. Suddenly going to some other world, talk with them, they're not there. So it's quite a disturbing thing to be there if somebody is like that. But actually, all of us in the day-to-day course of life, 6 to 8 hours, we're not there only. We're here, suddenly we're not there. And this is just because it's a universal phenomena, does not make it any less unusual, less inexplicable. So the point is that actually during sleep, what happens, and there are many things that happen. Baldev Vidya Bhushan Vedan Sutra commentary has a whole section on sleep and dreams. But suffice it to say, for our discussion, that at a biological level, there is the rejuvenation of the body. That means there is destruction of the tiredness. So, when we feel tired and we take a rest, you know what happens? The tiredness goes away. So that is constructive. Like I saw in the roads here in Australia, repeatedly there was a power nap can save your life. So what is happening? Basically, that there is tiredness and that tiredness is removed by resting. So, resting is a necessary biological activity, and what it does is it destroys exhaustion, it destroys tiredness. So, in this case, destructiveness is useful. The problem is not tamoguna itself, the problem is what it is directed towards. So, to label something as bad, it is to go into categorical judgments, categorical morality. Tamoguna is not bad, in certain contexts, tamoguna is essential. So I was once talking with one senior devotee. We had a long question answer session. So after that, he asked, "Oh, what is your plan now?" So now I am planning to surrender to the mode of ignorance. No, what did he say? Now I am planning to surrender to Krishna in the form of the mode of ignorance. So when we get rested, we get rejuvenated, we can serve Krishna better. So, to restore our energy, we shouldn't think of sleep simply as a waste of time. No. It's actually sleep is also an arrangement made by Krishna by which we get rested and we can serve Krishna better. So, that way, if we have inclusive vision, all the modes serve constructive purposes. But they have to be directed towards the purpose. Like some people say that violence is always bad. But no, Bhagavad Gita says violence also has its purpose. But violence is indiscriminate, it is bad. Similarly, Tamoguna, when it is indiscriminate, that is bad. When there is wanton destruction, that is bad. But in certain situations, destruction is also essential for sustenance. And tamoguna serves that purpose. Does it answer your question?